It's coming up on 8:14 on Tri-Cities Talk Radio, and it's Tuesday. That's close enough to 8:15, we'll call it that, to welcome in Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program, and her show, Ask Asbury, officially. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well this morning on this beautiful morning. We're going to have, it's springtime and the weather's all topsy-turvy. So.
Always.
But it's a pleasant morning this morning, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you could join us here to talk about CCRC Living at Asbury Place in Kingsport. What you got lined up today?
Well, what I wanted to do was kind of do a preface for next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have Tracy Kendall with me. She is the director of the Tennessee Alzheimer's Association.
Very good.
And the reason I want to take these 2 weeks to kind of do a tag team back-to-back is next Friday, the 13th, which you all both know, and I've said this a million times, Friday the 13th is my lucky day.
There you go.
Our middle child was born on the 13th, and my mommy was born on the 13th. Mm-hmm. So I've always looked at Friday the 13th as a good luck day. Anyway. We're having a yard sale mm-hmm. on Asbury Place, Kingsport's campus next Friday. And so what I wanted to do was to kind of give the listeners a heads up on tables. We have tables available if they want to come and use this as their spring cleaning efforts. You can rent a table for $25. Proceeds do go to the Tennessee Alzheimer's Association.
Very good.
And we're going to have The yard sale fund, it'll be on our campus, and I just thought I would talk a little bit about that to make sure your listeners know what we're getting ready to do to partner with the Tennessee Alzheimer's Association. And then again next Tuesday when Tracy's here, mm-hmm. she'll be able to focus on the efforts of those proceeds, what they're doing in the upcoming year, some of
Good.
Their
mm-hmm.
focused efforts and some of their initiatives.
The yard sale on the 13th, is that rain or shine? I mean, do you have indoor?
Rain or shine.
All right.
Yes, and we have indoor capacity as well. So
okay.
if it does bad weather, inclement weather, we'll have it inside regardless.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. So folks just need to contact you then about tables?
Yep, they
okay.
can. I'm, of course, Susie Cloyd, Director of Sales and Marketing. My number is 423-830-8502. But I just wanted to give you a heads up on the mm-hmm. yard sale. And then, you know, just talk about the continuing care retirement community in general. You know,
okay.
the acronym. CCRC, it's a mouthful, and I know a lot of times when I have a newcomer coming on board doing their discovery and their initial research as far as senior living and planning goes, that acronym CCRC seems a little intimidating. So I kind of like to always make sure people know what it is, why it's almost invaluable in your planning process, and how it can help you immensely.
Yeah, because as folks come to something for the first time, mm-hmm. in this case, Asbury Place, the somehow, and I'm just thinking out loud, CCRC almost implies, well, that's a, you know, that stands for something. Why don't they just go ahead and say it? You
exactly.
know, and immediately you kind of wonder. But when you explain this continuous care, and, well, that explains it all.
Exactly,
then.
Exactly. And I know I've said this time and time again on the show, but the minute they see how a continuing care retirement community literally will guide them through the rest of their life,
mm-hmm.
Huge relief knowing that, okay, we came to the right place at the right time. We're doing the right things for the right reasons. And now we just need to put our plan in place so that we know everything that we've been working on, everything we've been working toward is actually going to come to fruition.
Open the door and step into your
mm-hmm.
next chapter of
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
There you go. So it's an adventure. It's an exciting time, too. And given that and the understanding, of course, you've seen this many times from folks who come to Asbury Place, but the idea of being able to really actually make a distinct change and a positive change in their lives, that's got to be extremely refreshing for a lot of folks.
It is. And again, I've seen that sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that relaxation automatically just enter into their well-being. I've seen it in their face. I've seen it in their reaction, their emotion. I've seen the shoulders just immediately relax
mm-hmm.
when you're able to talk about the continuing care retirement piece. And really, what does it mean? And so once you are able to navigate the campus and you see the point of entry with residential and independent living, you see the resources for assisted living and memory care, if ever needed, but it doesn't always mean you're going to use it. And then you also see the other healthcare components when you might have an event, you might have an episode, possibly a fall, possibly a light stroke. You come back from the hospital and you're going to go into a focused rehab and recovery. And we've had our rehab department in here, mm-hmm. our therapy department in here, talking about the focused rehab and therapy that they'll do for the residents and the patients to get them back to good, mm-hmm. to get them back to, if not 100%, as close to 100% as possible, to get them back exactly where they started before that even took place.
Right. Renew that excitement from day one when they opened that door and began that new adventure,
right.
then, too.
Right.
So, you know, it's a full circle in that sense of support. I kind of like that.
And that is correct. And I've had so many just in the last couple of months with us coming out of the winter season, getting into the spring and summer season. I've literally seen the CCRC work its course in mm-hmm. people's lives.
Ah.
It's not just a term, and mm-hmm. it's not just fancy words. It is theory. It's practice. It happens. It's reality. And when you put it all into play, not only is the individual getting what they need because they came to the right place for the right reasons, then you see the family's response. You see the family's interaction. You see the family's relief. And they know time and time mm-hmm. again, not only did we help mom and dad or aunt and uncle or grandma and grandpa make the right decision, but we are a part of it, and we're going to navigate through this with them from now into the end. And I just see that whole family model get stronger because of that one decision mm-hmm. to come into a CCRC at the right time in their lives.
And it shows me the final C in CCRC, which stands for community.
Exactly.
Once again,
exactly.
So this is it's reformed in a sense. You know, whenever any sort of group, you know, exists, someone new coming in, someone leaving, you know, the dynamic of the group changes. But every time you have new residents coming to Asbury Place, you refocus that dynamic for the positive.
Right, exactly. And I hear the family members say, Susie, you were right. Not that I am, the end-all, know-all,
mm-hmm.
but when I was able to present to them the CCRC component, the CCRC concept, and I was able to show them literally how it plays out in a person's lifetime, you know, Asbury Place at Kingsport, Asbury Place as a whole, we're our mission is to always do all the good you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see the mission literally live and play out in people's lives, I wasn't right. I was just able to be the person who could present the information, provide the information, and help you make the very best decision and a more well-informed decision because you learned more about a continuing care retirement community.
Absolutely. Thinking Out Loud with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport. The program's called Ask Asbury. Let me ask you this. Aside from the yard sale coming up on the 13th, which is going to be a great deal of fun, too. I hope you have some superstition breakers on Friday the 13th for all folks who get a table there. But in addition to that, on the 13th, what else are we looking at in the month of May?
Well, in the month of May, we're actually going to be celebrating our mothers. We have mm-hmm. a Meet the Series that we started a year ago, and it was a very successful series. We started in May with Meet the Mothers.
Uh-huh.
That'll be on Thursday, the 12th.
Okay.
That will be from 4 to 6:30. That's our social hour. Everyone is welcome. We'll be doing a special program on honoring and just remembering our mothers. In June, we'll be doing the same thing for the fathers,
mm-hmm.
Meet the Fathers.
Nice.
And then in July, it's Meet the Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And in August, it's Meet the Teachers. So we have a summer series called Meet the, and that's our mm-hmm. Meet the Series. And then we also have our Bubbles and Blooms, which is our garden show,
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday, June 28th. And I know I've mentioned it here before, Earl Hawken will be there to talk about container gardening, patio gardening. And then it is a brunch, so
mm-hmm.
people do need to make a reservation and have an RSVP for that. And they can contact me direct, 423-830-8502. And you'll see more information about that on our website or on our Facebook page as well.
Okay, very good. Today is, by the way, National Garden Meditation Day today.
Oh,
so, yeah.
That's
so
nice.
When you head back over to Asbury
yeah.
Place, go and just sort of commune with the out of doors there with nature today.
We will get
okay?
in the perfect pose
yeah.
on the courtyard, and we will be amongst the garden, and we will meditate. I like it. I hope that I can get back and not be in some kind of, like, you know, funk before I get back there, just knowing meditation and what it can do to a person's life. So
absolutely.
I like that. I like
so
that.
I'll give you this note here, and that'll remind you. You get back, you take a picture,
exactly.
circulate it to all the residents.
Exactly.
Today is
yes.
National Garden
Very
Meditation.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay.
Hey, I'm not trying to run her show, am I?
Oh, listen, I'll take every advice, all the help somebody wants to give me. I'll take it all day long because I think it's a team effort, and I think you have to work together to make it successful.
Both from you and from the other members of the staff at Asbury Place that you brought over, it's apparent that you welcome, you encourage these sorts of things, opening questions to learn more on,
yes,
on the part of the residents.
Yes, absolutely. We have a really good, successful resident council. Mm-hmm. They're so proactive. They're so engaged. You know, they want to see nothing but good come from the campus at Asbury Place at Kingsport and Asbury Place as a whole, again, because getting ready to celebrate its 100th year. Asbury Place at Kingsport is getting ready to celebrate its 35th year,
wow,
in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know things are working. You have to know,
right,
you know, that it's there for the right reasons and it's doing exactly what it says out to do, but it is a team effort, and everybody does work well together, and I see that every day, the success and the results of that.
Got to be exciting and
it
personally
is
rewarding
it
for
is
you.
Oh, you know it is. You know I love senior living.
Speak.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Susie Cloy joins us. She is, what's your official title?
Director of Sales and Marketing.
Okay.
You could also put in parentheses admissions if mm-hmm. you wanted to just use the, you know, technical term. But you can reach me direct, 423-830-8502. Go to our website, asburyplacekingsport.org, and then like us on Facebook. You'll see all the schedules and updates.
Sounds really good, and I understand you're going to be dropping off something tomorrow.
Yes,
here from
yes.
The,
I always, you know, will make good on my promise, and I will bring you that chocolate custard. Chef
chocolate
prepared.
Custard tomorrow from mm-hmm. Asbury Place in Kingsport.
Why couldn't she be here on National Prime Rib Day?
There you go.
Hey, tell me ahead of time.
I've got
it covered.
Tomorrow's National Prime Rib Day.
He lies through his teeth.
Give me a heads up, and I got you covered. I promise you.
Susie, always a great pleasure and a lot of fun to think out loud with you. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you, guys.